WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Ryan Ruth is convicted on all five federal counts in the attempted assassination of then-candidate Trump at a Florida golf course last year. CBS's Christian Benavides also reports.
After the verdict was read, and we understand after the jury left the courtroom, Ryan Ruth, the defendant here, attempted to harm himself.
President Trump, in a combative speech to the UN General Assembly, tells world leaders he has ended seven wars.
And sadly, in all cases, the United Nations did not even try to help in any of them.
He has also had side talks with Ukraine and leaders of Arab nations. People are lining up in L.A. for the Jimmy Kimmel live taping. It's the first one since he was pulled from the air last week, involving controversial comments regarding Charlie Kirk's death. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
I think it's fair to assume he will lean into the controversy. Just how far he will go, that remains the question.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shali Pittman filling in for Melissa Kay. While the federal ERA has yet to be ratified, a Wisconsin amendment has been introduced in Madison. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
Two Wisconsin lawmakers introduced the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment to the legislature on Monday, co-authored by Democratic Representative Breanne Brown of Whitewater and Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee. The ERA reads, equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by this state or by any political subdivision of the state on account of sex, gender identity, race, color, sexual orientation, disability, religion, national origin, marital status, family status, age, ancestry, or any other immutable characteristic. At a press conference about the Wisconsin ERA, the Appleton area now chapter president Irene Strobin said that the state ERA is more comprehensive than the federal amendment. Several individuals emphasized the importance of the bill not only for women, but also for minorities. Sarah Long Radolph said, as a black woman, she has seen the need for an ERA firsthand while working as a single mother in the Fox Valley.
I was a woman making less money while doing the same job as my male counterparts.
The youngest of the speakers was 14-year-old Tova Levine. She said an ERA is crucial for today's children.
Every single child deserves this.
The Equal Rights Amendment for the Wisconsin Constitution must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions before it can be put before the voters on a ballot. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay.
The Crew and the Padres tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it'll be another late night on the West Coast for the Brewers as they take on the Padres for game two of their three-game series at San Diego's Petco Park. The Padres right-hander, Randy Vasquez, on the mound for San Diego against lefty Bruce Zimmerman, getting his first start for the Brewers. Game one finished after midnight here as the Padres won 5-4 thanks to a walk-off RBI single from Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 11th. That clinched a spot in the playoffs for the Padres. Padres, their fourth in the last six seasons, the game ending past manager Pat Murphy's bedtime.
Good baseball game. You know, pleased with our guys. They came out to play hard, and they played hard the whole way. Padres got a really good team, and they were resilient, and give them credit.
NFL, the Packers face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb now out a month after suffering a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Bears in Chicago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A good-looking afternoon with partly sunny skies, high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog developing late with a low near 53. On your Wednesday, after some early morning patchy fog, partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 71.
Maggie Dawn.
Federal judges are speaking out against Donald Trump's attacks on the rule of law and the Supreme Court's evident complicity. Join us as we speak with former Judge John Tinder and former Judge Diane Wood.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Welcome to Act Two of Nightlight on this Tuesday night. It is great to have you with me, folks. We have a great question tonight. I'm about to give you details on our contest. Dr. Kristen Lierley is in the hizzy. We'll get back to Kristen in just a minute. You can chime in. You can talk. That doesn't mean you can't talk.
You have a lot of paper.
I do. You know, I'm one of those people that just doesn't care about the environment.
No, when I was in school, growing up in the Paper Valley, I was instructed that we should use a lot of paper because it was good for business.
So, Conrad, where do I start? We had so much fun. Conrad is suffering, ladies and gentlemen. This is so coincidental. It's weird. But today is National Restless Leg Syndrome Day, and Conrad he's had a bout of it probably for a week now. But
here he goes again.
Poor guy. Of all the times for it to flare up. You doing okay?
Yeah, it's just my legs are kind of sticky now because all the jam
and the blood. You don't know what's going on over there. Dan Marcus is going to come in here tomorrow, and you're going to get a talking to. You should not be storing canned goods, jellies, or any kind of jams under the producer's desk.
Well, you never know when you need jelly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you never know when it's going to flare up.
What the heck kind of world? You never know when you're going to need jelly.
That's actually
what is your
my
day-to-day
motto.
Like? That's great. Okay, so Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. Coming up at 7:30, we'll talk to Logan Rogge, our pal from Travel Wisconsin. I'm going to take Travel Wisconsin quiz, and Logan will be here to administer that quiz like he did last time he was here.
That sounds super fun.
It really is. It's called Fest or Fiction. He names a contest, and I have to say if it's Fest or Fact or Fiction. So he makes up all these crazy, and I did surprisingly horribly last time. So I guess I'm easily bamboozled.
Surprisingly.
We do have some really interesting fests.
Yeah. Fests, meaning festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have one you like? One you don't miss?
Well, you know, there's Oktoberfest coming up this weekend in Appleton, which I love.
Because you're German.
Yeah.
Yeah. all right. So great guest tonight, folks. We have a great question. It's Joan Jett turns 68. It was either yesterday or today. Our question of the night is, who is the best female rocker ever? And to celebrate this glorious, the female rocker tonight, Dr. Kristen Lierley, a rock star in her own right, is going to take a quiz after I tell you about our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. This is our multi-state contest here at Civic Media, and it goes from September 22nd, yesterday, to October 3rd. So you have all kinds of chances to win prizes in this contest, folks. All you have to do is have the Civic Media app, text in the keyword when I give it to you, which will be in just a few minutes, probably right before the break, Con. Is that a good? You're late. You'll probably have a leg flare up and kick a bunch of jars over right when I'm giving the keyword.
No, it seems like it's going down.
Okay. So that's good. The daily prizes, folks, include $200 in cash and gold jewelry. Not too shabby, huh?
Oh.
Yeah. What would you prefer, the jewelry or the... You get both, but...
Yeah, I'm not a huge jewelry person.
You're wearing... What do you have on your wrist there? A whole bunch of bracelets.
Yeah, they're Taylor Swift bracelets, and now I'm worried that Conrad's gonna... You want one of my bracelets, Conrad?
I am a huge Swift.
How dare you wear a bracelet of my ex into the studio on my show?
That's why I was so like, I shouldn't show you.
The grand prize, ladies and gentlemen, are two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota.
Whoa.
That is a Green Bay home game, November 23rd at 12 noon. Conrad, is the kickoff time.
Yeah.
We're playing a lot of games at noon, it seems like, lately.
Have well, that's, that? Yeah. That's...
You better hope your leg heals before the big game. We'll also give you a gas card to help you get to the game. It's a value of over $1,500.
That's cool.
Two club-level indoor seats.
Yeah. Have you been on the club level?
Not at Lambeau. Not
really.
Not at the Packer Stadium. I have not. But anyway, they're great. So it's Green Bay versus Minnesota. The green and gold versus the purple and gold. That is Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, our multi-state contest. Coming up after this break, we will give you the keyword.
Yeah.
Right after, I think. We'll just prolong it. But all you have to have is the app.
Do you see the irony in that name? Gopher, the green and gold?
Gopher?
Yeah.
I guess I...
Minnesota. Gopher.
Interesting.
Green and gold.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well...
That's tricky.
It's going to be fun. I hope... You're not... As a weekend host, you're probably...
I definitely have texted in the keyword before, but I've never won.
They probably know your phone number, Kristen. All right, so Kristen Lyerly is here. She's going to take... I have to say one more thing. This is pretty cool, too. If you want extra chances to win, when you text in on the app, we're going to send you a confirmation text. Click on that link, subscribe to our newsletter, or sign up for Civic Media Today. Follow us on Facebook. You can subscribe to podcasts. That gives you extra chances to win. So definitely take advantage of that, folks. Good luck, everybody. The keyword is coming up in about 10 minutes. So, all right. Are you ready for some quiz show fun?
Yes, but before I say that,
yeah.
Did you see that David suggested Jungle Land as a favorite Springsteen song?
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah. I love that one, too.
I look, Seeds, Johnny 99, mm-hmm. Going Down, Out in the Street.
Yeah.
Did you ever see him do the concert when he introduces the whole band on the stage and then he sings Patti Scalfa's song? She has a great song called Rumble Doll.
Mm.
But he talks about Clarence joined the band and all that. It is magical. Mm-hmm. So we are connected now forever. Okay, so you ready?
I didn't think it could be possible.
I'm not saying we're besties because I know we're both Taylor Swift fans, though.
I do like Taylor Swift.
We like Tay Tay, and our texter Dave is a big Taylor Swift fan.
Mm-hmm.
Here we got some. We're getting some Kristen love too on the streamline tonight. Robert says Kristen is an excellent singer. Wow.
Aw, thanks, Rob.
That's really cool.
Rob and I go way back.
Do you really? You know Rob?
I do.
Oh, so he wasn't just referring to what you sang briefly there.
Hey, Rob texting in about me is the equivalent to, like, my brother texting in. It's very, like, sweet.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, lovely.
All right. Well, thank you, Robert. It's great to have you part of the show, as always. Robert says, I love Cheap Trick. I get to see them at State Park Speedway in Rib Mountain in June. Oh, he saw them in June of 1982. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't they have been playing, like, arenas back then? Rib Mountain, that's a great show. Probably a small venue. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dave says Jungle Land. Robert also says, I love Patti Smith.
Oh, yeah.
With Goodbye. Oh, Goodbye to Use a great song. And The Warrior. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then Sydney says, Amanda Hug and Kiss. I know that. All right, Conrad, are you ready? This is not multiple choice, Dr.
Okay.
Lyerly. So you have to know. You just have to know.
Uh-huh.
And I think you'll do okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Kristen Lyerly. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is taking the Nightlight Female Rocker Quiz. Here we go. Question number one. This rocker was the singer for Jefferson Airplane and Starship.
Grace Slick.
Conrad does not have, you don't have the answer sheet, I just realized.
No, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay. How'd
he
you
just
get
knows
that?
These things.
You sent me it to print for you.
Oh, very Even with two bloody legs, he is still on top of this.
Never discount Gen Z. They are always on top of it. They're always watching.
Correct. Number two, this rock and roller sang this song, "I Love Rock and Roll, So Put Another Dime in the Jukebox, Baby."
Oh, that would be Joan Jett. Happy birthday, baby. Mm-hmm.
There we go. That's even better than the tiki, tiki, tiki. Number three, this rock and roller wrote "Piece of My Heart" and "Me and Bobby McGee."
Janis Joplin.
Oh.
Don't make me sing "Piece of My Heart." I'm going to be singing that all the way on.
Something tells me I wouldn't have to make you sing "Piece of My Heart." I think you would just morph into it. All right, Dr. Lyerly is 3 for 3. Number four, this awesome female rocker was the front person for the band The Cranberries and sang "Dreams and Linger."
Dolores.
Rhymes with a female body part, according to Seinfeld.
I can't think of her last name, but her first name is definitely Dolores.
I'm trying to think of a... How can we...
Dolores.
She's Irish, so mm-hmm. What's a common lead into an Irish name? Not Mick.
Oh.
Yes. Dolores O.
Reardon.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah. All right, that might have been the hardest one. So I think you're...
Yeah.
This blonde-haired rocker was a one-hit wonder with the song "She's Got Betty Davis Eyes."
She had more than one hit, didn't she? She had a hit with Kenny, you know, the country singer with the good hair. Kim
Kristen,
Carnes.
It's my quiz. I determine how successful.
It was gets Kim Carnes.
It is Kim Carnes.
She's got Betty
that's a great
Davis
song.
Eyes. Yeah.
That's one of my workout songs because there's like this like kind of keyboard thing happening there. It's a really good song.
Super synthy. And then it made us all back in the 80s go, "Who's Betty Davis?" Right.
We had to go to the Google, which didn't exist yet.
The card catalog. Look it up.
We had to go use the Dewey Decimal System to find out who Betty Davis was. All right. Dr. Lyerly is 5 for 5. This raspy-voiced rock singer sang "Leather and Lace" with Don Henley and Sarah with her band, which I won't give you the name of because that would give it away.
Oh, that's Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, you are crushing this thing.
Oh, and you are the poet in my heart.
Oh, that is a beautiful, that's one of my favorite songs ever.
Yeah. You don't hear that one very often. You hear a lot of Fleetwood Mac, but that one isn't.
You need to move to
often.
Marinette. You will hear more of the most obscure music. You'll hear Bryan Adams B-sides in the grocery store, and you're like, I don't even know where they get it. So.
They flip the A-side over.
I'm not saying it's worth a road trip. I'm just saying you could shop there, get big, big savings, and here's some B-sides. This blonde-haired rocker was... Uh-oh. Can't read my own writing. I was using voice.
Do you need to call a friend? Because
phone a friend. No, I'll just give you the songs. Sang "Heart of Glass" and "Rapture" with her band.
She's got a new fashion line, Debbie Harry.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and it's punk.
That's so cool.
She's got to be 80. I mean, she's
fantastic.
She's amazing.
I had
a
huge crush on her.
Oh, you got to see her clothes. They are just, I mean, she is still cool.
Yeah, I love Debbie Harry. Okay. You're batting 1,000, by the way.
I love music.
I know you do. Is this brassy rock star fronted a band named after a human body part and sang "Magic Man" and "Barracuda"?
They're touring too.
Who?
It's Heart and it's Ann Wilson.
Oh my gosh! This is insane.
Yeah.
I'm being embarrassed, Conrad.
Oh, her voice! Come on.
Yeah,
Kim
she's got
Shevchik
a great voice.
Actually sang an amazing Heart song, and it was brilliant for Doctors in Recital a couple years back.
Oh, that's so cool. She sang something for Mamma Mia too last year. All right, so this awesome rocker is, oh, come on. I think we got to call 911. You've been
here
almost an hour and you haven't
even
looked.
Do you need a gynecologist to come and help you?
I think so.
I got you.
He's already sitting down. All right, this awesome rocker is older than those we've listed, but sings "At Last" and...
At Last, like Etta James?
Yes.
Oh, I wouldn't think of her as a rocker, but yeah, let's go with it.
The other song we have is "In the Basement," which is one of my favorite tunes. That is just a lowdown in the basement. Money gets low in the basement. Uh-huh. You got no money. You party in the basement. It's beautiful. All right. We're coming right back to finish our quiz with Dr. Lyerly. Can you stay for one more segment?
I can.
Fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. There is a doctor in the house. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
In the basement, down in the basement. Oh, you got the comfort so home. A nightclub to
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Canopy, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free civic media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Springsteen fan.
Yeah, this was on the charts when I was, yeah.
I was not a fan the first time I went to go see him, and I went because a friend took me.
Oh.
And they played that song, and he didn't sing the entire first verse because the crowd did, and I was like, I'm hooked.
That's so fun.
Yes.
That is the voice of Dr. Kristen Lyerly. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. It is great to have you here. This is our last live segment of the night. We have pre-recorded content coming up at 7:35 with Dr. Logan Rogge.
Oh.
He's not a doctor. but right now, I'm going to give you the keyword, folks, to our Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. A reminder, you have to have the app to play. Just text in the keyword, and you are eligible for $200 cash and gold jewelry. And the grand prize, just entering once every hour that you're eligible to enter, or every day, enables you or makes you eligible for our grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That's a Green Bay home game on November 23rd, and you get a gas card to get there. It is our multi-state Text to Win contest, folks. So glad you're part of it. Here is tonight's keyword. Conrad, do I have that? Where is that? There we go. Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Laugh. L-A-U-G-H. Dr. Lyerly just gave an example of what laughter is in case people were out there going, what? That is tonight's keyword, laugh. L-A-U-G-H. So,
That's not the word.
Oh,
it's actually fun.
Oh,
God. Where is this paper?
If you're texting left, stop texting left. It's actually
stop
fun.
Stop texting, folks. I'm sorry.
F-U-N. fun.
I even wrote that down on the sheet, but I was looking. There's like 18 days here. Oh my gosh.
Lots of paper here.
My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so tonight's keyword is fun. F-U-N, fun. And text that in on the app right now, and you will be eligible for the daily prize as well as the grand prize. F-U-N, fun.
The keyword is like a journey tonight, because you laugh and then you have fun.
That's what happens.
Right.
On Nightlight and when Dr. Lyerly is here. So, all right. And we are, you know, whatever text we don't get to tonight, Conrad, tomorrow.
Yes.
But on social media, Matt Harper, our pal Matt, the rock rap artist from here in Green Bay, says, tough one. Classic, I'll say Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, yes.
Modern day Lizzie Hale. Or modern Lizzie. Can't read. Hold on. Modern. Give me an eye test while you're here. Do you have a chart with you?
I honestly don't know who that is. It's LZZY Hale.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Bonnie Raitt. Alan on social media says Ann Wilson. We just had that in our quiz. My pal Sean says Leather Tuscadero.
Oh!
Susie Quattro.
Yes.
And the great actress Tracy Thorpe says Pink. I love that. Great
I
answers, everybody.
Pink.
And if we don't get to your answer on the text line tonight, we will roll those over until tomorrow. Dr. Lyerly, we have a. Time for a few more questions. Are you okay with it?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. This female, oh, by the way, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. She is 9 for 9.
Batting 1,000.
All right. This female rocker footed a popular 70s band and sang Back on the Chain Gang.
Chrissy Hynde. I saw her opening for the Foo Fighters last year. She was brilliant. Yes.
Oh, that's great. bonus points if you can guess the band.
Fenders?
Yes, Pretenders. I wrote heart, but I got that wrong.
Because minus one for Pete.
Ann Wilson. All right, take a point away from me and add it to the test I'm going to take with Logan Rogge. All right. So she is batting 1,000, 10 for 10. This female rock star was in the film The Blues Brothers and sang about respect and the freeway of love.
Aretha.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 11 for 11. Are your kids listening?
My kids would be like,
do they know how
gosh.
Proud they should be of you?
They hear this all the time and they're tired of it.
Are you singing all these women?
Yes.
Okay.
They're like, Mom, you stop.
This rocker was a trained opera singer before turning
to. Benatar.
Next time you
can't
come
even
back,
get it out.
I'm making this a lot harder.
Right. Oh, I love her.
All right. We got about a minute left here. This test, which Kristen is crushing. This rocker fronted a UK band and also sang a great tune called No More I Love Yous.
Annie Lennox.
Yeah.
No More I
purposely
love
went
yous.
More obscure there. Such
uh-huh.
a great song, though.
Oh.
She also sang Sweet Dreams, probably her biggest hit.
Yes.
Three more. I think you can do this. You
Here
are
comes
betting.
The rain again.
Yeah, great one. This 90s rocker sang Don't Speak and did a great remake of It's My Life.
Mm-hmm. I like the original, though.
I do,
Talk,
too.
Talk. This is Gwen Stefani.
We have that, Con. I think we should go to the break with Talk, It's My Life. I love that song. We haven't had that in a while here. This rocker was in the film Beyond Thunderdome and
Tina.
Sang...
Tina the Queen.
I am getting... You know what? No more Mr. Nice Guy. When these quizzes come in...
Tina's a survivor. Have you watched that documentary?
No, I have not watched that.
You have to watch it.
Okay.
It's a brilliant story. She's an incredible survivor. What she did
with
her life and her career.
I've read about what she went through. It's horrible. I just haven't seen the film. She is unbelievable. This singer sang, last question.
Mm-hmm.
This singer sang Blue Bayou and Heat Wave.
Uh-huh.
I've been embarrassed. On.
I sang one of her songs for Doctors in Recital.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do that this year?
Probably not.
Okay.
I'm kind of all over the place.
All right. Hey, this has been fun.
You want to know my favorite?
Yeah.
Shirley Manson of Garbage.
Oh, I went to put her on the quiz. I love Shirley Manson.
Yes.
Stupid Girl is one of my favorite songs ever. Butch Vig, Steve Marker. Mm-hmm. I interviewed them at the Barrymore Theater during the Wisconsin Film Festival about 8 years ago. And I had Butch on my PBS show with Wendy Schneider, the producer of the film The Smart Studio Story.
Oh, I
definitely
loved that.
You've seen it?
Yes.
Great
Every
movie.
Time I drive down East Wash, I point it out. I'm like, hey, boys.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Check out the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show on the weekends here at WGBW. You can also stream the podcast at civicmedia.us. We will give you the keyword again coming up And any text we didn't get to. Conrad, we can do that tomorrow, right? There are no rules to this.
He's going to be busy.
He's going to be in the ICU. All right, we'll get this taken care of. we're coming right back with Logan Rogge.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
CBS News Brief. Ryan Ruth is convicted on all five federal counts in the attempted assassination of then-candidate Trump at a Florida golf course last year. CBS's Chris John Benavides also reports.
After the verdict was read, and we understand after the jury left the courtroom, Ryan Ruth, the defendant here, attempted to harm himself.
President Trump, in a combative speech to the U.N. General Assembly, tells world leaders he has ended seven wars.
And sadly, in all cases, the United Nations did not even try to help in any of them.
He has also had side talks with Ukraine and leaders of Arab nations. People are lining up in L.A. for the Jimmy Kimmel live taping. It's the first one since he was pulled from the air last week, involving controversial comments regarding Charlie Kirk's death. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
I think it's fair to assume he will lean into the controversy. Just how far he will go, that remains the question.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The crew and the Padres tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it'll be another late night on the West Coast for the Brewers as they take on the Padres for game two of their three-game series at San Diego's Petco Park. The Padres right-hander, Randy Vasquez, on the mound for San Diego against lefty Bruce Zimmerman, getting his first start for the Brewers. Game one finished after midnight here as the Padres won 5-4 thanks to a walk-off RBI single from Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 11th. That clinched a spot in the playoffs for the Padres, their fourth in the last six seasons, the game ending past manager Pat Murphy's bedtime.
Good baseball game. You know, pleased with our guys. They came out to play hard, and they played hard the whole way. Padres got a really good team, and they were resilient, and give them credit.
NFL, the Packers face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb now out a month after suffering a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Bears in Chicago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Dawson's Creek reunion was missing one of its biggest stars Monday night at a planned event to raise money for cancer. James Vanderbeek was supposed to be part of the read as he was the man of honor. The Varsity Blues star was diagnosed with stage 3 colorectal cancer last November, so Dawson's Creek castmate and friend Michelle Williams put together a table read of the pilot script that included original cast members Katie Holmes and Joshua Jackson. Vanderbeek ended up having to bow out due to stomach pains, but had a pretty heavy hitter as an understudy in Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame. If you're a Tom Holland fan, your spidey senses were probably tingling over the weekend. The actor suffered a concussion on the set of Spider-Man Brand New Day. Variety reports that Holland was injured while filming in Glasgow, Scotland for the film that is set to be released next summer. This is the first time Holland has put on the spidey suit since 2021's Spider-Man No Way Home. I said the word spidey way too many times. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A good-looking afternoon with partly sunny skies, high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog developing late with a low near 53. On your Wednesday, after some early morning patchy fog, partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, there is a government shutdown on the horizon. Haven't talked about it much, but we will next time with Pat Kreitlow on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me as we broadcast from beautiful downtown Green Bay statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. What could be better, folks? Gather the family around. Listen to the last quarter of this show. Just a quick reminder, folks, the Civic Media's Go for the Gold, Green and Gold Text to Win contest is in full swing until October 3rd. And I'm going to remind you of the keyword, if you bear with me here, and another reminder that the daily prize is $200 cash and gold jewelry, and you're automatically entered into a chance to win the grand prize, which is two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That's professional football. It's a Green Bay home game, and it is November 23rd, 2025 at 12 p.m. It's a noon kickoff, and you also get a gas card to get you to the game. It's over $1,500 in value, and all you have to do is text in the keyword on the app. You got to have the app, and you will be all set. And I wish everybody luck in this really cool contest. It is our multi-state green and go for the green and gold at text to win contest. You know that, Conrad? It's a multi-state now.
It is.
It was statewide. Now it's multi-state.
That's pretty cool,
isn't
it? I
think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Here it is, folks. Once again, the key word in this hour is fun. F-U-N. Fun. There you go. Text in your chance to win the daily and the grand prize, and you are all set. Good luck, everybody. And right now, it is my pleasure to keep the show moving here and welcome. Oh, I want to mention one more thing. This is really cool, too, folks. When you text in, you can earn extra contest entries by following the link in the text response you get and subscribing to the newsletter, the Civic Media newsletter, or any of the other things listed. Following us on Facebook, subscribing to the podcast, signing up for Civic Media Today. If you haven't signed up for Civic Media Today, I highly recommend it. Great way to stay informed, and tonight's keyword is fun. So good luck. And is Logan Rogge available to win, or is he eligible to win?
I think he is.
Why not, right? It is my pleasure to welcome our pal. He is the senior communications specialist at Travel Wisconsin, and he joins us here periodically on Nightlight, Mr. Logan Rogge. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pete. It's a pleasure to be back on the program.
Always fun to have you. And I, you know, we had to have you back because I understand you and Conrad have gone behind my back and decided to give me another quiz to either further embarrass me or let me redeem myself. So I actually appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, I had such a fun time putting you in the hot seat back in May, Pete, and testing your knowledge of Wisconsin's festival scene. So I am ready to play another round of Travel Wisconsin's favorite game. We call it Fest or Fiction. And just a really quick recap of how to play. The premise of the game is simple. I'm going to say the name of a festival. It's your job to guess whether it's real or made up. For those real festivals, I can give you the details about it. For those that are sounding maybe a little too good to be true, I'll share about a similar sounding event. And listeners, if they want to play on their own, they can test their knowledge at travelwisconsin.com/festorfiction.
It's
so what
perfect.
Are you saying, Pete?
Let's do it. And what better way to learn about what's happening this fall in our state, compliments of Travel Wisconsin, than to see me embarrass myself, but also get great information about what's happening around the state?
All right. Question number one. Goat-toberfest. Fest or fiction?
G-O-A-T?
G-O-A-T.
Like that.
Goat-toberfest.
Matters. Goat-toberfest. I'll say fact.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, you know what I did, Logan? I followed my instincts, buddy, and that's how you do well in contests.
That's keep following those instincts because okay. because we are known for our wacky celebrations here in Wisconsin, and you can go to this Oktoberfest with a twist. Of course, it's going to be goats. That's at LeClaire Creamery. It's this beloved agritourism destination in Fond du Lac County. Visitors, they love going there year-round, but definitely check it out this Saturday, September 27th, because LeClaire takes up the experience a notch with Goattoberfest. It's a day-long celebration. It's going to be filled with a ton of family fun, like a kid's fun run through the goat barn, kiddie pedal poles, live entertainment, drinks, and, of course, goats. Don't worry, though, if you have plans for this Saturday, Pete. You can make it back another weekend for activities like goat yoga or goat cuddle sessions for the kids and kids at heart.
I think it's wise that you're just doing that for kids. I feel like too many weirdos would show up to cuddle goats. I love when Logan tries to hide his laugh. That's one of my favorite things when he's on the show. Logan, where is LeClaire, just to clarify?
Yep, that's near Malone, Wisconsin, and it's the kind of southeast corner of Lake Winnebago.
Oh, okay, so perfect.
Not too far outside of Fond du Lac.
Yeah, that's a great road trip. Okay, fantastic. Goattoberfest, folks, check it out. And I am one for one, buddy.
All right, number two, the Art of Cheese Festival. Best or fiction?
I mean, it's such a fiction.
Ooh, we treat art or cheese making as an art form, Pete. So this one is true. The Art of Cheese Festival exists. It's put on by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and it's actually happening this weekend in Madison, September 25th to the 28th. You can taste all that, like our cheese making excellence at the Art of Cheese Festival. They're going to have chef led experiences, tasting events, excursions, and more. But you're going to want to act quick, though. Tickets are limited. Events are selling out. There's a free experience on Saturday, though, for anyone who's in Madison. That's Cheese Fair off the square. You're going to explore, shop, and connect with different master cheesemakers there.
Wow. All right. I have a confession to make. I went against my instincts. Conrad kind of gave me a nod, and I went with him, and he
sorry.
He totally steered me wrong.
I didn't think of it. There's too many cheese festivals.
That was my first reaction. Like, this sounds too, of course, you could throw me a red herring with a cheese festival, but it really exists. And I should just, all right, enough excuses. All right. I'm one for two.
All right. Number three, the Minotaur Rodeo. Best or fiction?
Minotaur. That sounds so crazy. I'm going to say fact. Fest.
You, the Minotaur, it doesn't have its own dedicated day yet. Sorry, Pete. But
so that means that there's one coming?
But you can live out your love for fantasy. Not quite Minotaur style, but Dragon Days Fantasy Festival. Huh? This is upcoming in Lake Geneva. It's for families, fantasy fans, and gamers alike. It actually pays homage to Gary Gygax, who grew up in Lake Geneva and co-created Dungeons & Dragons in 1974. So, wow. Dragon Days Fantasy Festival, that's October 4th and 5th. It's going to be all throughout Lake Geneva. You can learn how to play D&D, other tabletop games, check out fantasy-themed activities, browse medieval vendors, and see live demonstrations.
That actually sounds like a blast.
No live demonstrations of Minotaur rodeos, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the name is a little... But I feel like you're a little unfair there, Logan, because that kind of does exist, but not under that name.
Yeah. It's a close but no cigar situation.
So I can't even take a half a point for that? All right. I'm going to go... Now, from now on, I am bearing down. The kidding around is pretty much over. Question number four. Here we go.
Frights and Bites. Best or fiction?
Frights and Bites. Best.
Ooh, this one's fiction, but just barely. You can travel to Sheboygan. They have booze and brews. I was playing maybe a little unfair with you, but this is a fun seasonal Halloween activity at Bookworm Gardens. That's a seasonal storybook theme botanical gardens, normally for the kids and families, but...
Okay.
Booze and Brews, that happens the first weekend of October, and it's a adults-only event, October 3rd and 4th. They're going to have that garden decked out in over 100,000 twinkling lights. You have live music both nights, themed beverages like the Graveyard Old Fashioned and the Ghoulish Mules. bonfires, on-site food trucks. So start planning out the perfect storybook costume today for booze and brews.
I have a little bit of the of an issue with the way you're wording these questions, Logan. I'm not going to lie, but they all sound like really fun events. So if people, if it brings more people out and they have a great time at my expense, I'm happy, happy to be part of this.
All right. I'd count a half point for that one.
All right. So I'm 1.5 out of four. That's still pretty brutal, but let's keep going.
Are you ready for the fifth and final question?
Yes. All set.
All right. Soup walk, fest or fiction?
Fest. I think I've heard of that.
That is right.
Okay. I was like, maybe it was just in my dreams, but that sounds lovely. Tell me about Soup Fest.
You know, you may have heard of a wine walk or a beer walk before, but they are putting on Soup Walk in Appleton. You can visit the community on Saturday, October 11th, for an annual downtown Appleton Soup Walk. You're going to stroll through downtown and just savor delicious soups from a variety of participating businesses. And really, does anything sound more like fall than a soup walk, Pete?
It sounds fantastic, and it's not like a bar crawl where you can barely stand up by the end of it. And if anything, soup is healthy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's like in Appleton. Appleton has a lot of stuff like the Mile of Music. I know they also have a Mile of Fun coming up. That's one of the things on your website.
That one is new to me, Pete. Okay. I know Mile of Music, that is a tremendous festival, but Appleton certainly knows how to entertain visitors year round. I mean, you want to go check out the Trout Museum. They got fantastic art there, and they're just, getting ready to open a new location for the Trout Museum. So good reason to get to Appleton, next month in October when that museum opens up.
I love that. What else can you tell us in terms of fall activities, Logan? How did I do? I was 2.5 for 5, right, overall?
Yeah, I'd say a clean 50%.
And if you're grading on a curve, that could be a C. Sure. All right, so what else can you tell us? I've got some events down here, but if there's somewhere you want to lead us or talk about something and get the word out, we could do that too.
Yeah, you know, it's the calendar showing fall right now. And one of the big reasons folks come to Wisconsin in fall is for that fall color. So Travel Wisconsin, we have this great resource, the Fall Color Report. Are you familiar with this, Pete?
I am not.
So it's a way to just help folks discover the colors of the season. It's a interactive map-based report that shows the up-to-date information on the status of fall color throughout the state. So we're actually working with more than 90 volunteer reporters right now, and they are contributing regular updates throughout the end of October as those leaves change from green to peak color. And the Fall Color Report, it's fantastic planning resource. You not only learn where the trees are in terms of their transformation, but you can click a destination on the map and get ideas for best places to see fall color in the area, recommendations for dining, lodging, activities, etc. It's an all-in-one planning resource, and you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/fallcolorreport.
Outstanding. All right, we're going to do a very short break, then we'll be back for a couple minutes with our pal Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin. Maybe we could cover nightlights and fall farm fun, Logan, when we come back.
That sounds perfect.
All right, fantastic. I might even get a pledge, pitch in for Marinette as well. So we'll do all that with our guest, Logan Rogge, and then we'll wrap things up here on Nightlight with Pete Schwab. We're coming right back.
I really want to know you. I really want to go with you. I really want to show you, Lord, that it won't take long, my Lord.
It's time. Time for the pro to get everything for the entire job all from one partner. To get access to over 3 million products, including many products you won't find in our stores. It's time to get delivery on your schedule or next day on over 50,000 products. And time to get dedicated support on the job site or in our stores. From ordering to planning, we've got you. One partner, any job, all in. Ask about all we can now do at the Pro Desk. The Home Depot Pro, it's about time.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Tuesday night show here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba, Conrad Krieger working the board. I just want to reiterate, folks, that those of you, we talked about this earlier in the show. If you text in, a lot of people listen to the rebroadcast from 4 to 6 a.m. if they're out on the road or whatever. That does not qualify you for the text to win contest, unfortunately. So you got to find a way, if you can, to text us between 7 and 8, and that will... we'll make sure you qualify for the daily prizes and the grand prize as well. And there you go. So we have a couple more minutes here with our current guest, Mr. Logan Rogge. He is the Senior Communications Specialist for Travel Wisconsin. He just gave me a quiz again. I think I did better on the quiz this time, Logan. I think I only got 1 out of 5 last time.
Yeah, I was impressed, Pete. I think you've been studying up.
And had I followed my instincts, it might have been 3.5 out of 5. So I feel like every time you're here, I'm going to make slow incremental progress. Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin. Let's finish up. Hey, first of all, I want to ask you, I don't see a lot of Marinette, Wisconsin on the Travel Wisconsin website. What can I do? How can I go to bat for the town in which I live?
Well, Marinette County, fantastic destination.
Yes.
I think you just got to search a little harder, Pete, because
okay.
We love Marinette. you know, you're going to find information on the Marinette Waterfall tours. Maybe you're rafting at Koshir's up blanking on the name of the river, but
Menominee.
There's certainly plenty
or
of ways to,
yeah,
or Peshtigo. Yep. Certainly plenty of ways to plan a trip to Marinette with the help of travelwisconsin.com. But, you know, I know they have some great local resources available to folks too.
They do. And it's a great, especially in fall, the colors up there in Marinette County are beautiful, as they are in Oconee County as well in Northeast Wisconsin. But I have to say, I'm just kind of giving you a hard time because I am the world's most notorious inside guy anyway. But I love the fall colors out my picture windows.
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to all the inside tips the first time I get up to Marinette, Pete.
I'll give you the inside guy tour of fall. Yeah. I think it could be really cool. All right. So before we let you go, Logan, let's talk about this Nightlights thing. Looks really cool. Tell us about Nightlights.
So, yeah, I thought this was appropriate topic for a show like yours. You know, fall days get darker earlier. Those temperatures are cooler, and you're going to find these really cool nighttime artful like light shows throughout the state. So there's a few I'd like to highlight. One's in Oshkosh. It's at the Payne Art Center and Gardens, and it's called The Nature of Light. Have you heard of this yet?
No, I have not.
So they put on their first display back in 2022, and it attracted more than 50,000 visitors to this historic estate in Oshkosh. Wow. And they're returning this year with the second incarnation of The Nature of Light. It opened to the public in August, and it runs each night through October 26th. And it's these spectacular showcases of illuminated sculptures and environments inside and outside the Payne. They have light dancers that are putting on circus style performances to enhance the viewing experience. Definitely one to check out.
That's fantastic.
Another quick one in Madison, that's Gleam. It's an annual exhibition at the Ulbrich Botanical Gardens. It's been wowing people for a decade. It's these large-scale light installations that are created by local, regional, and international designers. So you can stroll the outdoor 16-acre garden and inside the conservancy to see this destination literally in a new light. Book the ticket soon, though. Gleam runs Wednesdays through Saturdays until October 25th.
I have not heard of that one. That's kind of cool. Real quick, we've got about a minute left, Logan. What about Fall Farm Fun?
Yeah, there's plenty of options to choose from. If you're in the Lincoln County area, I'd highly suggest checking out Helene's Hilltop Orchard. That's in Merrill. They got a big U-Pick apple operation there. Oh. They have, you know, a bakery. You know, you can get pastries, bread, their signature pies. Another great idea is folks in southern Wisconsin, they'll want to travel to Janesville for Skelly's Farm Market. Particularly for their corn maze, they have a escape room style corn maze that integrates clues and like solving puzzles to navigate your way through the maze, where you'll actually end by unlocking a door and solving this mystery. Those are two great destinations to check out this fall.
The great thing about a corn maze is if you never get out, you won't starve to death because you've got food.
Some people maybe like a little more variety in their diet, but I get the logic. Yeah.
Just I'm saying for legal purposes, it helps.
Yeah.
Hey, this is all great stuff. You must love your gig, buddy. So much fun talking about the great things and the beauty in our state, and you do it really well. Thank you, as always, for your time.
It was a pleasure to be on, Pete. Thanks
all
for
right.
having me.
Talk to you soon. Thanks. That's Logan Rogge. Check out Travel Wisconsin, the website. There's tons more information about really cool stuff happening in our state all over the next... What is fall? 3 months, Conrad?
That yeah. Sound about right? And then it's the, you know.
Whew, and it's brutal. Yeah. You know when I become the biggest football fan is when there's snow on the ground. I just don't want to go outside.
I mean, yeah, because it's right there in front of you and you're like, all right.
That's when I get serious about my sports fandom. I'd like to thank Dr. Kristen Lyerly and Logan Rogge and you for all of your texts and calls. It's been great fun here. Good luck with the contest, everybody. Tomorrow night, who do we have, Conrad? We've got...
Well, we got Rich LoCascio.
Oh, we got the wrestling.
Their wrestling announcer.
Wrestling announcer Rich LoCascio. record producer and filmmaker Wendy Schneider and Civic Media's own David Grant telling us how you can take over the radio for a day. It's going to be a fun show. Be sure and be back here. Happy birthday once again to Bruce Springsteen. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
Is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Jimmy Kimmel returns to the air tonight, 1 week after being pulled off because of comments made during the monologue in connection with the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. KNX reporter Craig Figner has more.
Not everyone supports Jimmy Kimmel's return to television tonight. There are a few people outside the theater here on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood who say Disney made the wrong decision.
Jimmy Kimmel's a nasty guy. He should never be on the air again.
He's only back because they didn't have a choice, because the Hollywood elite had to bring him back. Okay, but Sinclair and Nexstar, they're not showing him, thank God.
Craig Figner for CBS News, Hollywood.
Ryan Ruth now faces life in prison after being found guilty on all five counts in the attempted assassination of then-candidate President Trump on a Florida golf course last year. Ruth represented himself in court, a bad decision, according to